So I'm Ellen Violette. This is our monthly Ask Ellen call. And on this call, I take questions and I just answer what it is people want to know, what they're stuck, what they need help with. And then I'll also share with you what's going on right now. There's some free resources that you can tap into. And that's what we're going to do. Okay, so what questions do you have for me tonight? Okay, what comes first, the book or the web page? Good question. Okay, well, there's no right answer, okay? So it depends on your strategy, what you want to do, how you're going to do it. So one of the things that you can do and that I teach people, I made a little report on this, and the thing is that you can do it either way. I mean, one of the nice things about Kindle is that you can put a book up there, and you don't have to have a website. You can sell directly from Kindle, and you could just drive traffic directly to Kindle. Okay, that's the good news. The bad news is that there are other strategies that you can use with Kindle that you really can't do unless you have somewhere to drive traffic to, and something, you know, you need some tools. And you can either buy those tools separately or you can have a website or book. And so there are actually three phases to a bestseller launch. And I'm a big proponent of doing bestseller launches because you get a lot of exposure. You know, you get a big spurt in your sales, and you also can use it to build your list, and you can make money on the back end if you're doing nonfiction books. So, but if you want to do that, you've got to put a bonus inside your book. And to do that, you've got to have a place to send people to. So to send them somewhere, you've got to have a website to send them to, okay, where they're going to opt in and get access to your list and to some free goodies. So that's the issue. So if you just want to start small, some people, you know, I talk to so many people, and some people just like baby steps. They don't want to, you know, take more than they can handle at a time, and so they'll just do the bestseller and not try to do anything else with it. Or, you know, the other thing that you can do is you can market your book on like a 30-day plan and not do the bestseller launch right away, and you can use social media to sell your book and different things like that. But ultimately you want both. I mean, there's no question, ultimately you want both. So, you know, you can do it either way, okay? As I said, there's no right answer. But if you're sending people to your website, you want to send them to something to opt in to get. And if you're sending them to Kindle, it's also nice to have a free book there that they can get. So, you know, kind of half a dozen of one, half a dozen of the other. I'm sorry, it's not a more, you know, specific answer, but that's the way it is. I've done a lot of beta testing for different conferencing programs. Oh, yeah, Google Hangouts are free. Yeah, Google Hangouts are free. The problem with Google Hangouts is they're very glitchy. I find that sometimes I'll go over to Google Hangouts. This isn't a question. She was commenting on something we were talking about earlier on where we were going to do the calls going forward, because I was thinking about moving the call off of Instant Teleseminar or maybe doing Blab. But if I want to use PowerPoints, for instance, which actually I don't use with this call, but let's say I did, they have a screen sharing function on Hangouts, and it doesn't always work. And sometimes when it doesn't work, I just have to wait until it works. It's like it's not that I did anything wrong. So it just doesn't always work. So I'm not crazy about that. So that's my thing with Google Hangouts. And then also the other thing with Google Hangouts is I get confused because there's the event page and then there's the actual URL. And I know some people have trouble getting on them, and I don't know. It just seems complicated. Okay. I have someone who wants to buy 100 of my books. Wow. Great. I'm wondering if I should sell it via CreateSpace or Ingram Sparks. I don't have a resale license yet. I don't have any. It's an ISBN. Okay, not an ESPN, yet except the Amazon one. Okay, well, I mean, that's a consideration. You know, if you are going to get an ISBN for somewhere else, but I don't know why you would need to do that. I mean, I'm been much more up till now in the ebooks, and I am wanting to do a book, and as I do that, I'll learn more myself. But my understanding of an ISBN number is that once you have one for a physical book, it will work anywhere. If I'm wrong, somebody, you know, tell me, and I'll look it up after the call. But I think, you know, you need – when you need a different ISBN number is when you change the content by 30%. And if you're going to have ebooks in different sites, then you need to have a separate ISBN for that. Now, you don't need an ISBN number just to put it in Amazon and Kindle, but some of the other sites do require it. Okay. So that's a consideration, you know, CreateSpace versus Ingram Sparks. CreateSpace gets it into Amazon. Ingram Sparks gets it into a bunch of different places. So, you know, that's a consideration. Then the other thing is, okay, buying your books, CreateSpace, you know, is print on demand. I know Ingram Sparks is too, but, and there are some other ones too. I mean, there's iUniverse, right? There's Vervante. So, I've heard good things about Ingram Sparks, and some people love CreateSpace, some people don't like it at all. Again, it's a personal choice. Okay, I would think that since it takes time to build traffic, maybe the site. Okay, but that's a myth, okay? If you put your book on Kindle and you do a launch, in other words, they have something called the best, called the KDP Select. And when you do that, you have to put your book in there for 90 days exclusive with Amazon. But the thing about that is that there are all of these sites that will announce your free book, and it will send tons of traffic. I mean, we have seen, I have a team, and we do this for people, and I also have a coaching program on it, and which I do one-on-one, and I also have the home study version. And the thing of it is that, I mean, we've gotten as many as 20,000 clicks on somebody's book, you know, by doing the bestseller launches. You can also, you know, get your book to become a bestseller, obviously. And, you know, when you do it right, you also bump up your sales. So it doesn't have to take a long time to build traffic. There are some very fast ways to build traffic. Okay? And as I said, I mean, the bestseller launch is one of the really fast, great ways to get traffic to your book. And so in that sense, you know, to do that, you don't need a website. You can just put it right into Kindle. So you don't need a website for that. Another really great way to get traffic fast, and again, you can actually use this with a bestseller launch, or you can do it separately, but, it, you know, getting JV partners. That's how I built my business. When I started, I got JV partners. And the thing about JV partners, I'm having a little bit of croak in my throat here. The thing about JV partners is that you want to focus on partners who are already targeting the people that you want to get to. Jeez, I don't know what happened here. Excuse me. Hold on a second. You want to target JV partners who are already getting to the people that you want to get to. And when you do that, you can build a list very fast. Very fast. And so then people will say to me, well, you know, why would somebody want to joint venture with me? Well, if you have good information that their list is interested in and they can make money with you, then, you know, you can do that. And, again, you don't have to do it on your site. You can use something like JPZoo. You can use ClickBank. I mean, there are lots of ways to get around this whole thing. So, you know, if you want to build a website first, you absolutely can do that. But it's not mandatory. There are ways around it, okay? And anybody who wants help with that, you know, we can talk about working together to help you do that. Or, like I said, there's the bestseller launch. And again, if you want a free consultation, there's the bestseller consultation, and you can sign up for one of those. I think I put it over on the left-hand side of the page, and we can just discuss your options, you know, in more detail. Okay, other questions? You know, one of the things I've been getting a lot of questions about lately is Periscope. So one of the things that people don't realize about Periscope is that you have to be on an Android or on an iPhone. Okay, you can't access it on your computer. And then what you have to do is you go to the App Store, and you can download it there. And then, you know, to get on Periscope, before we get into how to do it, you know, why should you do it? I actually did my first one the other night, and I didn't invite anybody to it because I didn't know how it was going to go. It was definitely a learning experience. But I had been terrified to start because the first time I tried to get on, I couldn't do it. I mean, it was just a mess. And I had to just hang up, and it was embarrassing because now it's on there for 24 hours. So then what I did was I went and I did a private Periscope with a colleague of mine, and that was cool. But and then I was ready to do a live one, I thought, but I wanted to put the title in of what it was, and I could not for the life of me figure out how to do it. And I went looking for the information, and it really wasn't anywhere. One of the problems with Periscope is that it's so new that not everything has been discovered or, you know, put into informational products yet. Anyway, so but my friend and colleague Rick Cooper got on right away and really got into it. He helped me out a lot, and we're going to be doing a call on that. So that'll be a live free training coming up at the end of the month. So we'll get more into that. But I highly suggest, you know, doing a private one first, and you know, if you're up to it, having somebody walk you through it. I'm a huge proponent of coaching, getting coaching through this stuff, because I'm not very good at it. When I first got into Google Hangout, I could not do it for the life of me. I actually hired Dan Sackow to help me, and I did like three training calls, and we put together a training and all that kind of thing, and I couldn't do it on my own. And so the same thing really happened with Periscope, so I got help, and now I'll turn around and I'll help other people. So if anybody wants to do a private session on that, that's available to you as well. That's not free, but I can walk you through it. The really cool thing about Periscope is that you could just hop on there on the spur of the moment, and you can just do a short training. So the one that I did the other day was just like 10 minutes. That was it. And I just took one thing to talk about. It was the first step to creating a bestseller, and I'll redo it one of these days pretty soon. But like I said, I just wanted to see how it went, and I didn't invite anybody, and then all of a sudden my friend Mark Bolt showed up. And a few other people showed up. And, you know, it's kind of weird in a way because you're talking at people, but it's kind of got that thing where, you know, things are going really fast. You're talking and it's live streaming, and then people can comment. So it's sort of like Twitter in that way, except that you're talking and they can see you, and then you can see their comments. And then they have this thing where people like what you're doing. They can just tap on the screen, and they send you hearts. And then the more hearts you get, the higher ranking you get in Periscope, and then it shows up, and then more people can find it and stuff. So I was actually going to do one as a prequel to this call tonight and use it as a way to get more people on the call, but my car is not working right now, and I'm just out running around and stuff, so I just didn't have enough time. But that's one of the strategies that I'm planning to use myself, because when I first heard about Periscope, I said to people, you know, everybody has the same thought in the beginning, oh, my God, another social media site to deal with. So I was saying, okay, well, how can I use this? You know, I'm already getting ready to start a podcast, and which I've been talking about for months, but I really am getting ready to do it. I have several in the camp. And, you know, so then, you know, how do I do that so that I'm not duplicating my efforts? I don't just want to be doing the podcast over here and then the Periscope over there. And then they were saying, well, you know, you could take people behind the scenes with a Periscope and then, you know, go into your podcast. But Periscope is so fun and so easy once you know how to do it. I suggest getting a tripod. I'm going to get a tripod just so it's not the jittery. And, you know, it's just more spur of the moment. It's not – before I got started, I did take a sheet of paper. I did decide what I was going to talk about. I did come up with a good title. But then it's talking off the top of my head. Because, like I said, it's only like 10 minutes, and you are the expert. So you should be able to talk for five or 10 minutes. And I've seen people do different things. Wait a minute, what's going on here? This is gateway timeout, can't connect to remote host. Okay, can you guys hear me? No. Oh my God. Are you friggin' kidding me? What happened here? Okay, I don't know if you guys can hear me or not, so this says that it's in progress, but I don't know if it's actually working because I can't see the page to see new questions. So I am going to open up a new one and see what's going on there. Ah, technology. Last month it was the editing, this month it's the actual site. And I even clicked over to my high-powering browser, so I wouldn't have a problem. Okay, if anybody can send me an email, info@theebookcoach.com, and let me know if you can hear this or not, that would be great. Okay, well, it says that I'm connected, so I don't know. Okay, well, anyway, that was the deal with Periscope. So, as we were talking, the other one was Blab. And Blab is more Periscope, you're talking, to the people, and it's one way. The other one is interactive, as we were saying, more like, yeah, this is the page isn't available. Okay, so I'm on the phone, so that part should still be okay. But on the web, I don't know if people could hear it or not. So I am going to, no service on the phone. I mean, on the web. Okay. So I'm going to restart my computer, but in the meantime, I'm still talking. And like I said, I don't know if anybody can hear me or not, but Blab is more interactive in having people on. Okay, so the problem is I can't see if there are any more questions because I'm not on the page. So I have to wait for my computer to restart for that. But if you can get back on the phone, then we can talk. Is anybody on the phone? Nobody's on the phone. Okay. All right, well, I'm just going to talk anyway, just in case everybody can hear me, because I can't tell. But anyway, so I'm going to talk a little bit about bringing value. So there was a post the other day, and one of my former clients was complaining that she'd been on a call. It was a free call, and she was upset because the guy, it was just all fluff, and she wasn't learning anything, and she felt, that it was a waste of time. And then she gave a shout-out to me and Rick Cooper saying that we were the real deal and that we give real value. And one of the comments that I had just made a few days earlier in one of my posts was that, sometimes it takes longer to be recognized when you come from integrity and you're giving good value because you're not giving a lot of hype. And so, it's easier to get discouraged, to feel like you're not getting there as fast as other people. But in the long run, you have to be able to sleep at night, and eventually, you will get the accolades that you deserve, and then you can use that, in your testimonials, in your marketing. So, okay, so my computer came back up. Let's see if I can get back on. If anybody's getting on the phone, you can ask me questions. I'm waiting for the Incidental Seminar page to come up. Anyway, so also while I'm waiting, you know, there was a free teleseminar, webinar that I did, eBook Marketing Mastery, and that call was how to market your book in 15 to 30 minutes a day, and that's to stop stress and overwhelm and to, you know, so that you can market 24/7 because even when you do bestseller launches, what happens is that you get a spike, but then what do you do the other 85 days of the month? So, okay, so I'm back on. And, oh, great, so you can hear me. Okay. So Janice says, I like Blab a lot, but while Blab says the content is yours to use as you like, there's some wordage about third parties. I don't know. Okay, yeah, you guys could hear me, but I just couldn't see what you were saying, because it was down on my side. Right, well, we're in Periscope, and they'll change it all. Absolutely. I mean, you know, I got a thing from Kim Garcia. She was talking about how they changed Facebook. So they changed the ad, the banner part on Facebook, and I went in there and looked at mine on my mobile phone, and it looks horrible because now the picture's in the wrong place, and it's all messed up. So now I got to go in there and redo it. So I was not happy about that. Oh, God. Anyways, but what I was saying was, so I did that call, and if you didn't get it, you know, definitely look through your emails. I also put it over on the left-hand side of the page there. It's a free call, and it's at theebookcoach.com/free-training. And definitely listen to that because, you know, it goes back to what Kathy was talking about, you know, do I need a website first or not to put it and do it in Kindle. And, you know, when you start learning the different ways that you can market, you know, then you can think about, okay, well, how can I do this? You know, I mean, there's so many ways to do it. I mean, you can article market and then send them to Kindle. You can do press releases and send them to Kindle. I mean, there's all kinds of things that you can do and send people to Kindle so that you don't need a website and you can get going right away. Also, if you listen to the eBook Marketing Mastery free call and you decide that you want to go on, one of the best bonuses for that is Goodreads Secrets for Authors, and that's a two-part program that I did. And there's tons of stuff that you can do in Goodreads. So again, you know, when you take a third-party site and you double it up with Kindle, you don't have to have a website, you know, but you do have to have a way to get people's emails if you want to start building your list. And ultimately, the money is in the list. It doesn't matter what people say; they say all this other stuff, but really, the easiest way to market is to build your list, because what happens is, like, you know, it takes time to do a lot of different things. But let's say, you know, if you're marketing properly to your own list, then you're probably giving them at least, you know, probably four offers a month, okay, like one a week. You know, and if you're doing more free teleseminars that have offers at the end, it can be even more than that. So, you know, but you have to have enough buyers for it to pay off. So, so the ultimate goal is to build that list. And Jeff Walker, who is the father of product launches, says that, I mean, the list is the only thing that matters, you know, and I think that goes a little too far, but, I mean, it is really, really important to have your own list, okay, and that's your followers and the people who really like what you do. Okay, the website for the free training is at ebook.com/marketing mastery.com. ebookmarketingmastery.com/free-training. ebookmarketingmastery.com/free-training. Okay, can I ask a question about, yeah, absolutely. Hi, Gay. Question about Goodreads. My husband's a writer of fiction, but he prefers to read nonfiction for relaxation. That's odd, different. Can he still participate? Absolutely. Effectively in Goodreads. Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, Goodreads has everything. Goodreads has 40 million people on it. Okay, so there are tons of readers and tons of authors, and they're interacting, and there's way more readers than authors. Okay. And so, yeah, you know, and it's like any other social media. I mean, the more active you are on that site, the more you connect with people. And the cool thing about it is you're connecting with them over books. People who like books buy books. So as an author, it's a really great place to be. So absolutely. Yep. Okay, did I miss any questions back here? Let's see. We'll learn the replays. Yeah, the replays from Periscope can be on catch.me, but here's the thing. Okay, that's what I was told, and then I went and did it, and guess what? Mine didn't show up on catch.me. The thing about catch.me is that you have to make sure that before you go live on your broadcast that you click on the Twitter button. Okay, it has to go over to Twitter for it to show up on Catch Me. At least that's my understanding, and that's at least one way that you can make sure that it shows up on Catch Me. Now, there may be other ways that I don't know yet, okay, but that one is one of the ways that I know works. Okay, any other questions? Okay, well, it looks like that's it for today. I mean, there's always, sometimes people straggle in, and that's fine. I'll stay on a little bit longer and see if there are more questions. But definitely listen to the eBook Marketing Mastery free call. There's a ton of good information on there. I talk about how to, you know, what topics that you should be writing about. In other words, how do you find the ones that your list is going to be most interested in? Where is your market hanging out? Where do you need to be to reach them? And how to create your own custom marketing plan if you want to do it yourself. And then for those people who don't want to be bothered and want it handed to them on a silver platter, you can go ahead and sign up for the eBook Marketing Mastery Program. If you decide to do that, be sure to read through the website, because the offer that I gave on the actual call after I got feedback, I decided to change it. So rather than doing it where you're going to get it twice a week the way it talks about in the call, instead I'm going to do it the same way I did the bestseller ebook launch program, which is as I do it for myself, I will document it. And then I'll add to it later. I'll add more pieces to it later. But that's how I did the other one. It worked really great. And, you know, everybody who's used it and followed my directions has become a best-selling author. And everyone who's worked with me one-on-one has become a number one best-selling author. I have 100% success doing that. So now we're going to do the same thing with eBook Marketing Mastery. Okay, so what you get is what's on the website, and it is a little bit different than what is on the free webinar. But as I said, there's so much free content on the webinar. Definitely listen to that. You'll get some great ideas. And then for those people who want to go on, there's a special super early bird and some great bonus, this great bonus that I'm offering, and where I'll do some marketing for you. But that price goes away on the 16th. So there's the rest of today, tomorrow, and the next day, and then the price is going up. Okay, so any other questions before we go? Oh, looks like there aren't any more today. Okay, well, that's it. Thanks for joining me. Our next call is eBook Empire Builders. This call that I'm doing tonight, the Ask Ellen meets the second Monday of the month. And next month, we're going to be doing it on Tuesday instead, I think. Let me take a look at that. Yeah, because Monday is Thanksgiving in Canada. So we're going to do it on the 13th instead next month. Okay, because it's usually the second Monday of the month. And then the eBook Empire Builders call is the third Monday of the month. Okay, and I've been doing a series on LinkedIn, and so I'm going to be doing, this will be the third call on how to use LinkedIn this next month. And that's what we've got coming up. And then later that week, I think, next week, we will have Rick Cooper, and we'll be talking about Periscope. But, pay attention to your emails, because every week I do the eBook Profit Secrets newsletter, and what's coming up is always in there. So you can always find what we have coming up under events and trainings, okay, as well as I always give you, good articles and announcements and specials and freebies and all kinds of stuff. So that's really the place to stay in contact if you want to always know what's going on, okay? And then also, I had said on Facebook that I would create a thread, so I would really love to know what you found most helpful on today's call. So if you could go over to, facebook.com/book/marketing-author-pros. facebook.com/book/marketing-author-pros. And I'm putting in Ask Ellen Takeaways. And then it'll just say, please leave your comments here. I would love to know what you found most helpful, what you'd like to learn more about, any comments that you have about the call. Again, I'm sorry for the technical issue that I had on my end, but that couldn't be helped. So anyway, that's it. So I would love to hear from you. And says the web link is not working. Which web link? Let's see. Ebook, marketing, mastery.com/free-training. Let's see. Ebook, marketing. I'm telling you, the technology this last week or so has really been glitchy, because I go there and everything works. I always test everything before I send it out, so I know it works okay. It's there. Okay, so let me go over to the events page here and see if it got put in wrong or something. Call to action. Oh, I guess a better way to do it. Well, let me see. It's ebookmarketingmastery.com/free-training. So I'm looking at it, and it's right. It is right. So let me do this. You might have to go to another browser if it's not working. Let me go to the events page and try it from there, see if I have a problem with it. If you go over to the left-hand side, it does say eBook Marketing Mastery Training. That is the free training. And it does come up for me. Okay? So if you're having a problem with that, you might want to try another browser, or you can try restarting the computer if you need to do that, after the call or something. Okay? But it's definitely working. I see it. Okay? Anything else? Oh, okay. You forgot to put something in. Okay. Okay, so that's it. Have a great night. I will talk to you soon. Bye-bye.